Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Dr. Eileen Marty at Florida International University. Dr. Marty, good morning. Let's talk first about this new study, The Secret Weapon to Fight a Cold. It's inside your nose. Tell us about this.
Well, you know, it's so funny because we tend to dismiss the common cold, right? Everybody gets a bunch of them every year, and it's annoying. And for most of us, it's not that big a deal. It's 7 weeks of annoyance, right? Sniffles, a few tissues, maybe a day or two of missed meetings. But the truth is, the common cold actually costs us about $40 billion a year. And that means somewhere between 70 and 120 million lost work days. And that's really very significant. And even worse is, and this is why this paper is so important and so interesting. Back when I was in medical school a million years ago, right, we focused on the pathogen. We focused on the virus or the bacteria or the fungus, whatever. But today, with our incredibly increased detailed understanding of how the various cells in our body interact with these various germs, we realize that why, for example, somebody who has asthma or is a smoker or is a little kid or has any kind of chronic lung disease is more likely to end up with a really bad problem. In other words, we're digging deep into what's different about how the cells behave under different circumstances and for different people. And that's what this study is about. And this is my favorite. I'm telling you, it's my absolute favorite type of thing. It's the mechanistic understanding of why we get sick, right? Because the same person, and that's what they emphasize in this particular paper, the exact same person under different conditions, even though they're exposed to the exact same dose of a particular pathogen, can have a minor symptom or a major symptom. And it all has to do with the particular cells that first encounter the dose of that particular virus, in this case, rhinovirus, and whether or not they get a proper rapid response with something we learned about more than 80 years ago called interferon, or instead they develop this nasty, amazing structure that we call an inflammasome, right? Inflammasome, and it's inside your cells, and it causes the release of certain types of proteins that we call cytokines that make your entire body go, "What the heck am I fighting?" And then you get sort of this domino effect of really, really bad symptoms. And everybody knows, why do we even call it the common cold? I mean, and even in Spanish and other languages, resfriado, right? We get cold. It's really not necessarily about the cold exposure. It's about stress that can be induced by cold and how it alters how individual cells are able to respond to either go down one pathway of it's a minor thing or the other pathway that leads to this inflammasome. And and it's not just interesting, right? This study is fantastic because for the first time, we now see a way of actually really targeting treatment to the common cold. And it also explains why what we thought could have worked, like some types of anti-inflammatories, can sometimes sort of bounce back and make things worse.
I love how you get all giddy over these studies that have to do with the immune response of the body. Is there conclusive evidence that vitamin C or zinc helps with a cold?
Yes, actually, zinc. So your body, there's a series of things. It's trying to understand what is the role of zinc in the immune response. What is the role of vitamin C? Well, you know, vitamin C is really important for the healing aspects of any kind of injury, including the injury from that inflammasome, right? An inflammasome that we misproduce when our cells do the wrong thing. So the vitamin C helps with the repair mechanism by helping certain proteins reform appropriately. And then the zinc helps with certain types of enzymatic reactions that we need to help us out. So yeah, these things help. Not in ridiculous amounts, always in the appropriate amounts, because too much of a good thing can be a bad thing.
It's the professor at Florida International University, infectious disease specialist, Dr. Eileen Marty. I hope your inflammasomes are just perfect today, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday. Thank you, Dr. Marty.